In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the Orthodox Church, we continue the celebration of the elevation and exaltation of the precious and life-giving cross of Christ. And today, I thought it would be good to talk about the sign of the cross. In fact, it's never dawned on me to talk about the sign of the cross outside of catechism because oftentimes it just becomes like second nature to us as an Orthodox Christians, right? Although to those who have never seen it, perhaps some visitors here today, it may appear to be a bit of a peculiar gesture. We don't cross ourselves with an open palm like many in the West do. Our fingers take on a peculiar form, right? From the outside, they look sort of like they're just bunched together. But like almost every movement in the church, there's a deep historical and theological reason behind it. The sign of the cross is first and foremost a prayer. It is a sign of supplication, perhaps the simplest prayer of the church. The sign of the cross is a call. It's a request for the Holy Trinity to be present with us, present in our lives, within us, and before us. This is what the thumb and the index and the middle finger together represent, the consubstantial, undivided Trinity. We make the sign of the cross when we enter churches as a sign of thanksgiving for what happened on the cross, as well as a request for God to cleanse us in this sacred space. We make the sign of the cross and bow before icons as an outward indication of what the inner disposition of our soul should be. Humble, lowly, always bringing to mind the Trinity and the cross of Christ. We as humans are not just spirits, right? It's okay for our bodies to make gestures of reverence towards things we love, bowing down, kissing an icon, making a cross in front of an icon, venerating an icon is not the same thing as worshiping an icon in the sense of the word that is often employed today. That really says something about how often we misunderstand even the word worship and what it actually means. So making the sign of the cross brings our entire self into prayer, body, soul, spirit, similar to kneeling or a prostration. We can never make the sign of the cross too often. In the second century, the great writer of the church, Tertullian, stated, "In all our travels, in all our movements, in all our coming ins and our going outs, in putting off our shoes at the bathhouse, at the table, in lighting our candles, in lying down, in sitting down, whatever employment occupies us, we mark ourselves with the sign of the cross." The cross is also not just a prayer, but like all prayer, it is a great conveyor of theology. The downward ring and pinky finger, these two right here, convey the two natures of Christ, both God and man. While the descent of the cross from our foreheads, we recount the incarnation of Christ. With the ascent from our midsection to our right shoulder, we recall Christ's ascent and his sitting at the right hand of the Father. And with the movement from right to left, we indicate the universality of his kingdom, that God will be all in all, also recognizing that the sheep are placed at the right, giving them preference, while still indicating that the might and power and glory of God will go out into all the ends of the world. His right hand will leave no place untouched. We also do it to mirror the priest. When the priest gives the sign of the cross, I give it from left to right, and so we mirror it when we make it right to left facing the priest. The sign of the cross is also a form of evangelism. We can make the sign of the cross anywhere, anytime, and it separates us from the world around us. With this being said, we don't do the sign of the cross to put on in front of other people. We don't make the sign of the cross to brag. We also shouldn't be ashamed of the cross. We shouldn't be ashamed of what it makes us look like to the outside world. As Christians, the cross is our weapon of peace and a trophy invincible, as the Kandakian of the cross tells us today. It's our most prized possession, and we should cling to it and show it to a world that so desperately needs it. And this is the final piece of the sign of the cross, that it cuts through everything else in this world. Imagine if we made the sign of the cross every time we were upset or got cut off in traffic. The sign of the cross places not ourselves at the center of our lives, but Christ crucified. The cross cuts through all things, Imagine if we had every argument with our spouse or every disagreement with a coworker before the foot of the cross. And upon that cross, the incarnate and creator of the universe was crying out to his Father to forgive us for our ignorance. And to the side of the cross was his mother and the beloved disciple weeping. I think we'd all be a little more careful with our actions and a little bit more loving with our actions if that were the case. It can be the case. Make your cross, adorn your house and car and offices and necks with the cross. See it in everyone and everything. There's a phrase in Greek, it's a popular phrase among Orthodox Christians in Greece, Stavro Kepame, and it essentially translates to do your cross and go. Do your cross and go. Go with God. And people do this just in the same way that Tertullian was describing in the second century. Upon waking up, upon eating, upon driving, working, learning, reading, anything that we do in life, make the sign of the cross and go. Because when we go with the cross upon ourselves, we go with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.